A nice start to the work week, albeit chilly early this morning, coming off the soaking from Friday night through Saturday night. Just about everybody getting at least 3/4 of an inch of rain. The average is generally was between 1 and 2 inches. A little bit lower amounts for spots near and south of Highway 16, then Highway 16 to the I-10 corridor, 1 to 2 inches, 2 to 3 inches from north of I-10 to the Florida-Georgia border. Some parts of southeast Georgia had up to 5 inches of rain, even 6 inches the last couple of days. So now we will dry it out. And this chilly start early this morning will end up with a very nice late afternoon in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. There'll be a breeze, but not as windy as yesterday, and certainly more sunny. So a pretty start to the work week. Chilly tonight, upper 30s to low 40s, and near and west of Highway 301, a bit of light patchy frost will be possible. Western Duval, Western Nassau, Baker County, a little bit of frost. And then tomorrow, your Valentine's Day, just really looks, well, sweet. Put a heart around tomorrow's weather. It'll be sunny, and temperatures will warm nicely to between 70 and 75 in the afternoon. A little cool for Valentine's Day evening, so grab sweaters and jackets. We'll drop quickly through the 60s and into the 50s. And then a warming trend big time midweek, Wednesday and Thursday. We get back up to near 80 on Wednesday and into the low to mid 80s on Thursday. That'll be the warmest day of the work week. The next front is already due on Friday. A band of showers will likely accompany this front, but it does not look to be near the soaker that we just experienced. So, we'll look at some showers to spread from west to east with highs reaching the low to mid-70s Friday, and then that will lead to quite a bit cooler air for Friday night into Saturday, though it does look like this front clears the area by the upcoming weekend, which would be great news, of course, after we come off of our big-time rain on Saturday night. Although, you know, the good news is we escaped the severe weather. We had some rumbles of thunder, some lightning flashes, but nothing severe, and a good soaking rain this time of year, of course, as we talk about often, is needed and necessary and a good thing. So, good to have that, and now a chance to dry out and enjoy some beautiful sunshine. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.